the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Podcast. Chilling as usual. What's good, people?
What's cracking, man?
Time, what's happening?
What's cracking, dog?
Shit.
What's going on with you, man?
I see. All right,
I'm good. That motherfucker was kind of
all right.
Wick, what's the
business,
dog?
What's it do?
Chilling, man, matching and relaxing, man, feeling good about myself today, as usual.
I feel you. I'm just trying to enjoy this thing called life, man.
I feel you. What's the word, dog? How you living, Tama?
Man, I'm living beautifully, man. It's a great day to be alive.
Woo! Yes, sir. My bad.
I feel you. I see everybody extremely happy today. I'm glad y'all are.
Man, every day wake up is a happy day. That's how I look at it.
Motherfucker, every day you get full of that shit is a happy day. Good play.
That
nigga full of that life.
And that too, my brother. Any day I can get my shit, I'm a happy day, nigga.
Wow.
Okay. So, Fonda, what's happening, baby?
Nothing much.
What's going down?
Just woke up. I gotta go to work tonight.
Oh, shit. Glad that you could join us. So, what's going on with you?
Nothing much. Just been writing, working. I just started a second job on top of that, so.
Okay, shit. You bringing in
you
big
dough, girl.
Big dough. So that's it? I mean, shit.
Besides, I got a call from some, I forgot her name. I wasn't even really paying attention. I just heard the words that was coming out of her mouth. I had a call from somebody today who's doing a reality show on, like, rappers, artists, just people who are in, like, the industry. And, I mean, it's I guess you can call it what it is. It's like a storyteller's. And basically you get yourself put out there, but it's a reality show. Not everybody fit out. Not everybody fit for it either, because a reality show puts your business out there regardless if you want it out there or not.
Fuck it. My life been an open book anyway. It don't matter to me. Tell them call me up. I ain't got no problem with it. Shit, my life been an open book from day one. Because I remember once ago when I was a little tyke. You know what I'm saying? I go all the way back. Shit. I let know how this whole Sin City thing got started. You know what I mean? Shit, hell yeah. Little BG. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But shit, I mean, that's what's up, though. I mean, shit, they doing casting calls?
Yeah, she doing open auditions out in Gary. I'm waiting for her to call into the show. I gave her the number and told her to call into the show if you want to put it out there for people to come to the casting calls. But she looking for rappers, singers, poets, writers, everything.
Shit, she need to check out one of them old Cash Chronicles. See what's happening with that. That's real talk. Hey, we get it in.
Yeah, I
know how we do.
And I was like, Sin City is the perfect place for you to put it out there. That's what you're looking for.
Yeah, that's what I'm
talking about.
Shit.
That's what was cracking. Get it out there. What's hot on the music scene?
You said what?
I say, what's hot on the music scene?
I've been listening to this. You know, Who Knows album came out, and then he got his little listening party. I think it was today at 7, or it's tomorrow at 7. It's tomorrow at 7.
We need to get Who Knows back on the show, man. I was feeling that cat, man. We really need to get him back on the show, man. Because
I know
he tried
that video.
Who Knows always posting on Sin City.
You said what?
I said, I always see Who Knows posting on Sin City.
Man, that video he got is off the chain. I love that video. Because out of nowhere, you see him standing in like standing there and you thinking that's what the video going to be, and then all of a sudden he started rapping. I'm like, damn.
I say, man, so, hey, shout out to Who Knows, man. Whenever you get a chance, man, come on, holler at your brothers at Sin City, dog. That's what's up. All right. I'm feeling some new tracks he's been putting out. You know what I'm saying? He's been doing his thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do that.
And he's consistent with it, man. It's not like he, you know, I could tell that brother he going for his, man. I like that. I like that in a brother. I see him, I mean, dude, he coming with new shit every time you turn around. I'm like, okay, you can't help but respect that.
You know, he had his little haters, and he had took his pants down for a little while, which kind of pissed me off, because personally, I could tell him, you go have your haters. Fuck them and keep on doing what you doing.
Right, all day long, man. Fuck a hater. Shit. Fuck a motherfucking hater.
Let's see, Mello the Good Man came out with his album. It was all right. I ain't really into the gangster shit like that, so.
Who you say now?
Came out?
Mello the Good Man. I don't know if y'all ever heard of him, but he under Twista. I think that's Twista's grandson or something like that. I know he, like, under Twista. I know Twista managed him because when he had his album release party, he had it out here with Twista. He had it at the Link Bar. That's
grandpa?
The night the Link Bar got closed down. That's, you think I'm playing?
Yeah,
hey,
yo. Wait a minute, hold up. Not to cut you off, but what happened with that? Because I heard about that. I mean, I wasn't there, but what happened with that?
And it was Bring Your Own Bottle for a minute. And you know, like, if you notice, when a new club opens up, one club always shut down. And Reliable Russell, like, he got things going over at Satch's. So I'm just not standing right about that. Like, a lot of people was like, they don't know if, like, he called the police and told them that people was, like, not finishing their bottles at the Link Bar and they was taking them back out.
Oh,
And that's how they got closed down, because the police ran up in there Saturday, like Friday night, and they was like, are y'all serving alcoholic drinks? Then all of a sudden they put chains on the door. So I'm trying to figure out what's going to happen with my cousin overdose party. Like, his party was Saturday. Then you got a whole bunch of other parties coming up. So, like, what's going on? Link Bar was like the number one spot to have a party.
Well, I don't know. But check this out. Hey, we got V Love on the show. V Love, what's going on, dog?
Ain't shit. What's cracking, partner?
Chilling, man. What's going on with you, bro?
Oh, man, you know what I'm saying? Motivated right now, getting this money. You know what I mean? Loving my city to death. You feel me?
I feel you, dog. So, I mean, what's hot going on, man? I know you got something hot for us. What's happening?
Well, you know, we got these videos about to pop off, you know what I'm saying, coming into the first quarter. So, you know, the camp about to start dropping these mix CDs, showing these cats how to get it through the rain, sleet, and the snow. It ain't got to be hot to drop nothing hot, you feel me?
There you go. That's what's up. So, tell me, where you coming from, man? Where you from?
Oh, man, east side, west side, Glen Park. You know, we all over the Z, you feel me? We represent the whole city. I'm talking about.
That's that GI movement. That's what's up.
Oh, really?
I mean, dog, let me ask you, man. I mean, we be on here. I mean, we had a lot of people come through. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, I be trying to figure out, man, all right, with this Midwest movement, man, and I'm going to ask you just like I ask everybody else. I mean, it's like we right there at the dope. We right there at the dope, man. What's stopping us from kicking this dough, going and kicking this dough in, man? What you think stopping us?
Man, I guess it's like that lobster effect. When one gets to the top, the other one want to put the other one back down. You feel me?
Oh,
so it's like, you know,
barrel.
once starting to see the daylight, or you can compare it to like when a nigga in the joint, where an old brother about to leave, you know, he pops something off with that man to keep him back. You feel me? Keep him in there longer with them. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know, that's basically what it is. You feel me?
I mean, because I'm sitting there, man, and I'm looking at y'all brothers, man. I'm like, okay, man, we got so many different styles coming out the G alone, let alone the whole Midwest. We try, you know, I'm like, man, at some point, somebody got to break this dough down. Now, we got Freddie Gibbs. He didn't sign with Young Jeezy, you know, and it's like a lot of people happy for him, a lot of people upset with him. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of the case, I mean, I figure as long as they all getting money, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm saying, why get mad? You know what I'm saying? But you got a lot of cats that now you got your man Tension. You got Tension. He on 106 the Park doing his thing. Got the Mammy though jumping off. I know he got a lot of tension with a lot of cats. So it's like, okay. I mean, do you actually think that, man, everybody can sit down, do this shit the right way, and just be a motherfucking powerhouse?
Man, you know, something that we all just overnight just pray about, you know what I'm saying, continuously, you know what I'm saying, pray that something like that could come about. But, I mean, the way cats are so unreal with each other, they so fake, and that is Facebook, then let you know how fake a lot of these cats that were supposed to be in the game, that's supposed to be OGs in the streets. Show them how fake they really are real quick, you know what I'm saying? If they so quick to get mad and pissed off over another man's situation, you know what I'm saying? That's not being a man, you feel me? I mean, you know, if a cat got a situation going on, yo, I represent Gibbs because he's doing his thing. I represent Thug Doubt because they're doing their thing. I represent Tension because he got this situation going on. You from the crib,
right.
I salute you, you know what I'm saying? Because the more work and more on the spot, like you put on Gary, Indiana, Northwest Indiana, it's less lead work that we got to do. They figure like, okay, Gibbs, he represent Gary, okay. Tension, you know what I'm saying? He don't want to sit in the park. They're like, okay, Gary, okay. We got to start really putting the spotlight on Gary. Let's go there and see who else thugged out doing anything. Okay, that's like three major cats right now that's from the area that's doing something to Gary. We need to send a representative there and see what's cracking. But once them cats touch down, and everybody hating on everybody, nobody want to give up no other person's artist name. Okay, well, who else is doing anything? Well, I don't know them cats. Fuck them, you know what I'm saying? You know, if that's what they're giving them, then, you know, these representatives are looking at us like, what the fuck wrong with these motherfuckers? You know what I mean? Let us get on first, you know what I mean? Let niggas start eating, you know what I mean? Let us start rolling around here with the Maybachs and Porsches and Lambos, you know what I'm saying? Have fat cribs. Let everybody have a nice-ass bank account before we start, you know, getting something popping with each other. Let's get this money to the area, you know what I mean? Because these cats is coming up rapping now, you know what I'm saying? They looking at us like, you know, I know this ain't how the rap game being. You know, when Squid was out here, CCA was out, you know what I'm saying? These cats would come together. They was powerhouses, and they put their money together, and this is what it was. You feel me? They hitting billboards,
hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Cass.
They doing big shit.
I got a question for him, Cass. Can I ask a question?
Go ahead, bro.
Hey, man, would you rap with a person that you don't like for the money?
It's business, you feel me? It's business, you know what I'm talking about, else.
So you wouldn't let relationships or nothing that get into it, right?
No. Because, see, right now, like I said, you know, I caught some heat because I was showing attention some love, but, you know, I'm not affiliated with nobody. Break bread is like an independent contractor out on these streets. Only thing we owe anybody out here on these streets is the state of Indiana, you feel me? Anybody else, I don't know nobody's shit, because when these cats drop albums and do shows, they don't include us on shit or show us no kind of props or love or nothing like that, you feel me? So it's like when I do something to represent, you feel me, it's for the empowerment of the whole area. You know what I'm saying? It's to show the whole area.
Let me ask you a question, man. You say you got something going on because of the tension thing, right? I mean, what did you say about tension that had all these people coming against you?
Well, it wasn't a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? It's the fact of, you know, the word mammy. Mammy goes back like a long time, a long way. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, people started using the word. They made a song out of the word. Another cat made an entertainment label out of the word. You know what I'm saying? My guy P-Dot came up with the word a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? Mammy. He was saying mammy and the word cookie like before anybody started saying the word. You know what I'm saying? So when he was on 106 The Park, a lot of people was sending them shots out, you know, on Facebook. Everybody calling in, do this, do that. You know what I'm saying? Woo-dee-woo-dee-woo. You know what I'm saying? Then, you know, a lot of people were saying stuff to people like, man, why y'all representing that nigga? He ain't do this for the area. He ain't doing this. He fake. He this. He that. I'm saying, but a lot of people that's doing stuff in the area fake as fuck. You know what I'm saying? A lot of shit that niggas living around here ain't they life. You know what I'm saying? But getting still, it's the fact that we buying major artists albums. You know what I'm saying? And they not living the life that they rapping about, but we still support them. We buy download their ringtones. We both they videos and, you know, all other kind of shit. You feel me? This cat from
right,
the area.
Right, right, right.
Let the nigga get right on first. Let motherfuckers get shit popping for us. You know what I'm saying? If motherfuckers supposed to be entrepreneurs out here in these streets, if you a hustler, you been about getting money, and it's what it's been about, then hell, nigga, let's do it. Concord, you know what I'm saying, had everybody all over the city bumping their shit. But Vice Lord, it didn't even motherfucking matter. It was music. Music the motherfuckers cry to, bump to, trap to, have sex to, you know what I'm saying? That's the fuck they did. They dropped that shit out in the streets, you know what I'm saying? And that's what brought the city together. Like, when CCA, nigga, everybody wearing CCA shirts. CCA skirt.
Right, that's true.
You know
that's
what I'm
true.
Saying?
That's
they
true.
Had the streets out here. You know what I'm saying? The first Gary Rap label to make Billboard. Like, nigga, we was proud of that. She's like, man, yo, this is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And we thinking, we like, shit, we there. They putting Gary on the map. This is what it's about. You know, it's about a movement. You know what I'm saying? If a nigga can't get no movement going, you know what I'm saying, at least support that next man that's out here trying to make a move for themselves or for their home team. You know what I mean? Because it could have been anybody in one of them things. It could have been these little niggas I don't even know on that. And I was still so vote that nigga. You know what I mean?
Bro, I feel you.
Bino, Clayo, what's happening?
What up with it?
What's going on with you, Flowers?
Chilling out, man. Actually, I'm in the studio right now. Just got the text, like, hit up the station.
Okay. Hey, man, we appreciate that. What's going down with you, man?
Not much, man. Steady grinding, trying to stay focused out here.
Okay, now who am I speaking to right now?
This Playo.
Playo, what's up? What's up with you, dog?
What up, man?
What's good, nigga?
Apologies, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
What's the word?
man, chilling. What's going on with you, man? What's been happening?
Man, a lot, you know, just doing shows, you know, selling music, just trying to do what we got to do to take this music thing to the next level for our record label.
Okay. Well, get the people, let the people know, man, what record label you, what label, I'm going too fast for my damn stuff. What record label you representing, dog?
Prodigy Records, it's Players on Pop the Game Records. I'm the CEO, the co-founder of Prodigy Records, me, Old Dog, the T Turner, we the ones that's a part of the record label.
Okay, so fuck signing to Sony, fuck signing to all them. You're going to do your own shit.
Yeah, we're going to do our own shit. And right now we're about to drop this new single called Haters. You can be looking, people could be looking out for that, like in mid-January. We're going to have a video on YouTube and shit like that. We're about to really do what we got to do to take it to the next level with that single.
That's what's up. Ms. Lisa, how you doing? I said, how you doing?
I sound like a man right now. Y'all
come sick. You say you sound like a man right now?
Man voice.
Wow, man. So what's going on with you, sweetheart? What's going on with you?
Nothing.
You say what?
I ain't called in a while. I was just listening in, so y'all talking about rappers, local rappers.
Oh, you rap?
No, I don't rap.
Oh, okay. What's on your mind?
I was trying to see if y'all had anything interesting y'all was going
to
talk about tonight.
Okay, now I'm wondering if it's just me or we guys got a bad connection going on here.
Well, I sound a little low.
Like on a speakerphone.
Oh yeah, okay. So it ain't just me. All right, Lisa, we're trying to hear you, baby. We're really trying to hear you.
I can tell you what's on my mind tonight. I have a question.
Okay, what's up?
You got a question?
After how many of the men on last tonight? They shut it in and they say shit calm down now.
You say what?
I'm sorry, baby. You gotta say that again.
I said, how many other men shave and keep themselves groomed down now?
you've been on Dave Ruffin's Facebook page, ain't you? I already see that. You've been on Dave. Well, hey, I'm gonna sit at the play. Yo, what's up, man? She asked you a question, dog.
She said, how many? She said, how many people keep you shave down there?
Yeah.
That's funny. Me personally, I like to keep it hairy, you know what I'm saying? I like my girl shit hairy too, so shit. That's just me personally. Everybody got their own different beliefs, but I didn't. Huh? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
We here, dog. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying, me personally, you know what I'm saying? I like a hairy bush, you know what I mean?
Hey, okay, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. V-Love, the question going out to you now.
Oh, man, family should, I don't want to look like my pet monster down there, but, you know.
Right.
It ain't like goddamn coming out the side of her panties and shit. It's all good. You feel me? Shit.
Right. I don't know, man. I think she was asking you what you do.
I mean, shit, I'm equal opportunity. Pussy is pussy and all as well. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you, dog. Now, Lisa, you still with me?
I'm here.
All right, now I've seen this question posed on Facebook on my guy's page.
You want to know what?
I've seen this question posted earlier today.
Uh-huh.
Now I've seen And by the way, shout out to my boy Dave Ruffin. You know what I'm saying? I'd be glad when he get on here and bless us with some of them tracks. I keep getting at him. He keeps somebody gonna come on. Yeah, I'm gonna call him out. Dave, you need to get at me, boy.
That's okay. I'll get him on here.
Huh?
I'll get him on here.
Please do, because I've been trying to get him on here for a minute.
All I had to say was Lisa was going to be on land tonight. He would have jumped on.
All right, well, let me ask you something, Lisa. What's up with the jogger pants thing?
Oh, my goodness. You know what?
I'm just asking.
Look, they said, you know, a woman got ass when she got ass and jogging pants.
Oh, all right.
Basically, what he was saying is, I had a lot of ass.
Oh, okay. Hey, I just want to know. Father Time, what's happening, dog?
So he got a little joke going on, and he just, you know, called me jogging pants.
Oh, okay. I was just trying to figure it out.
Man, I'm trying to find my background.
Say what now?
Huh. I'm trying to find out who the fuck you can kill.
Right, somebody you can kill some ruffles and shit.
Right. Janine, what's up, baby? Janine, you here with me?
I'm here.
What's going on?
Nothing.
All right, now, my girl, I guess she posed the question. I seen the whole statement. They said if you save, you gay.
Well, for a guy?
Yeah, if a guy saves, you gay.
If a guy saves you, now
you're gay. Man, hold on now. I don't know about this gay thing now. I mean, why brother got to be gay because he's shaved down there? Is this because he don't want to look like a jungle down there? I mean, shit. I think he's being well trained.
Oh, hell yeah, nigga. Dick ain't supposed to
shave
down there.
See ya. Hello? I mean, So yeah, at no point do you feel like, all right, man, this shit just growing out of control.
Well, there's a difference between shaving and trimming.
Yeah, now if you trim them, like, shaving. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, let's say like my man say, you don't want to scorch the earth. I mean, but my thing is, if you don't mind having your mouth, I'm cool.
We don't want no hair in our teeth, baby. We don't want no hair in our teeth.
I'm just saying. Now, you said, like, look, fellas, I mean, right? I mean, at some point in time, she's going to get a couple of them in her mouth, am I right?
Yeah, you know what she's doing. If she's doing, she'll get all them cavities and sit in her teeth. You know what I mean? See it. Once you pull back, she ain't gonna say gonna come back, you dig? See it.
Okay, that's a true point. Point taken.
You agree with that?
I mean I'm an equal opportunist. I gotta let everybody speak their mind on here.
Right. I like a man that keep it groomed down there.
Now who is this?
This Lisa.
Oh, so wait a minute now, Lisa. Ooh. What you want, a groom, say? I mean, how you want
it? I want a nice grown man. I don't want no shit on my feet.
Say, rub it up against your skin, huh?
I don't need all that. Especially when I'm trying to put the dick and the balls in my mouth. I don't need all that.
Hey. There you go.
Yeah, if you're doing the cock and balls, that nigga might trim it up a little bit. It's going to have your business, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey. Okay, look at that. That ain't changing
my
life.
Be like Tom Jones in Las Vegas for one night only. Shit, you know, we're flex.
I'm trying to my throat is not half hair all down now, you know.
Hey. Point well taken. Now, I'm just saying. I mean, because at some point you got to realize, hey, I mean,
what's that?
I mean, shit. I said at some point you got to realize, man, hey, so, hey, you got to get. I guess it all matters if you're going to cater to your girl or not. I mean, if you're going to cater to her, then cool. If you're going to be, as they say, a man's man, then you're going to do what you're going to do.
Right. So there you go. You're doing to cater to your girl is all good, but if you're going around saving your balls to help you walk better, then that's a problem. You know what I mean?
Some man got more
hurt. Hey, who does that?
I guess it all depends on the man.
Okay, so now let me ask you then. Let me ask you, Lee. Okay, you get down there. I mean, it's just like, shit, it's like a jungle down there. I mean, is you gonna actually, you gonna stop doing what you're doing?
I'm gonna have to stop immediately.
You gonna stop?
I'm gonna have to stop immediately. I'm just, you know, when I suck dick, I suck on my throat. You know, your dick be down in my throat.
Well,
hey, I like that girl of yours.
Just have to learn how to pick it out like bones and fish.
I'm not going to do it.
So now, today you saying fuck it? If it's bad, it's bad. You gonna handle your business, do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Men didn't always say like that.
Get it out the way, see, huh?
That's a new thing. Men didn't always save anyway. This is a new thing anyway.
Right. Exactly.
Hey, I ain't mad at the concept, man. Do what you got to do. Go on and get it done. Go on and get it done.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
You say you can't do it?
No, if you had a fetish down there, honey, I can't swallow your dick.
Well, I mean, shit, if the dick long enough, you got to worry about getting the half. It's back on his, you know, all the way down.
Good point.
He got his head on the tip of his dick, man. You know, that's a problem, you know what I mean? Let's see it.
my man brings up a very good point there.
I don't know.
No. Nah, I mean, shit, now.
I didn't have a comment for that, but I'm just going to do that for myself.
I'm not
going to
do it on
the show. I'm not going to do it.
Anything goes on Sin City. You know how we do.
Yeah.
I love to hear you come back.
Gabble.
All right, man. Look, let's do the contest, man.
What contest?
By all means.
We got a contest going on right now.
Basically,
I'm going to play a song.
Uh-huh.
If you can tell me, if you can name all the rappers in the song, you win. Point blank period. That's all to it.
I've seen that on Facebook.
I'm sorry, Lisa. I cut you off, sweetheart. But if you can name all the rappers in this one song, you win the prize. All right, here we go. Here's the song. You gotta listen.
Land is the killer, and his mind is the sanctum. Only the unholy, only have one homie. Only this one homie, don't anyone know me. Clock is watching, big is listening. While one talking to his jam, Jay still spinning. Jamzy, you're listening. I was supposed to be amongst kings. My mom shouted out at my christening. To be the greatest, and jealousy come a success. You can't escape it. Them dirty little dudes that stress you when you're taking. Bless you when I'm speaking. Add you one of you guys. Yeah, boy, I'm feasting. And I'm feasting off the feast lane. And my
just made it out the precinct. We give a damn about the drama that the dude bring. I'm just trying to take the color on the mood.
Depending on the mood that I'm in, I might holler.
Yeah,
I love seeing niggas get shot, and I like dollars. I'm like a Dutch, pour a yak, take a light swallow.
Yeah,
it's funny, cause my criminology is white collar.
We just swinging and we gangin'.
Yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, yo, hold up, hold up. Hey, yo, DJ John 804, bring that back.
Phone, phone, bulldog, my motherfucking pet. I pointed at you and tell that motherfucker fetch. I'm fucking up good, she got her legs on my neck. I get took him out last, call that bitch triple
threat. Ice on my neck, pocket full of nuts. All the hoes jock when I'm up in the spot. And there ain't no telling how many bottles I'ma pop. Man, you know how I do, burn elders of that spot.
Red, red, blue, cotton, skinny shoes, cotton, candy, coupe. Hard knock, off in any loop. Hey, when you see what the swimmy do. My canary shoe, high beams pointed right at you. Plenty hate, baby taking shots, never penetrate. Money generated, we ain't in the house, renovate. Trying to eat, we ain't finna wait with the dinner plate. BMW, 10 to 8, in the
same. Going hard in the paint like Carmelo. But in borderly purple and dip yellow. Shorty shaking jelly like jello. She curve it like a cello. Damn, baby broke me off before I even said hello.
So don't get it confused, cause dude, I'm not you. You, if you ain't heard the news, I'm known as the truth. That's why I'm at the bar buying all this great goose. Hey. Passing it to them ball, the man is a loose.
Pussy residue is on my penis. Denise from the cleaners. Fuck me good, you should have seen it. Big booty bitch, switch unbearable. French roll styling, body like a stallion. Sizing up the figure while my shit getting bigger. Debating on the fucker, do I wanna be a nigga? Caressing this bitch, plus I'm checking out them tits. Sipping on that fine shit, I ain't used to buying.
I wouldn't say I'm rich, but I'm well off. New young rappers on my jock, get the hell off. Jamaican niggas hear the dub played at a jam, and that's when they get to yelling out loud, it's a sell-off. You could quote it as a rap this. I'm deep in the game, you just floating in the practice. Give me till second quarter of 07. I'ma put Toronto on the map like I wrote it in an atlas.
So you now rocking with DJ John 804.
All right, all right. Who think they know the answer?
Jada Kiss, Kanye.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. We ain't gonna give it out on the air. Who's that just saying that? Who's that just talking?
Zeno.
I'm about to take you to the room, dog. Hold on.
All right, dog. Meanwhile, while they doing that, man, I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to get back to the whole balls and dick in the mouth thing. I'm trying to get back that way. Please.
Who is this?
Huh?
Who is this?
This is Cass. You say what now?
I said, oh, hey.
Okay, so nah, I mean, we're trying to get back to that.
What you want to know about
it? My man say if it's dick long enough, you ain't even got to worry about the hair. So, I mean, you said you had something you was going to say, but.
Nah, I'm going to leave it alone.
No, speak your mind.
I'm going to leave it alone. I don't want to tell all my secrets.
Okay, all right, I guess. I mean, I'm just saying, me personally, I don't believe in having all that access hair down there, but hey, that's just me. But I guarantee you, if you think I'm gay, leave your girl with me. I guarantee you she gonna tell you, nah, he ain't. What's up, Jadine? What you think?
I know you did.
What? I mean, I like guys for them to be groomed. You know, I'm just saying. They didn't always be like that, not when I was younger. That wasn't even the thing for guys to do that.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It wasn't. I guess the hairier you was, the better it was. You know, you had, that was the whole thing. I got hair on my nuts. You know what I'm saying? Younger, hey, you want to be able to say, hey, I got some hair on my nuts. Shit, I'm good.
Like,
hold
on a
second,
man. That's
kind of nasty.
I mean, I don't
want them shaving where you shaving with a razor, where I'm talking about they smooth shave and they ain't got no hair down there. Now that's gay. I think that's gay.
Say, like Dave Chappelle, those nuts are smooth as eggs.
Hey, did anybody else want to guess on the song?
I think I know it.
Who is this, LaFonda?
Yeah.
All right, hold on, LaFonda.
Sexy ass Fonda.
Now, see, man, now let me let y'all in on a little secret. Now, has anybody said that they were going to cut me in on the prize money? Hell, I'd have told y'all the answer. Now, one
man,
person
I got three, man.
But, yeah, Gino, you know, how many did you get, dog?
I got three, dog.
Damn, dog. You're so close, but yet so far, huh?
Yeah, you know, almost doesn't count. I mean, you know how it is.
Like I said, y'all, hey,
You would have played one of my tracks, man. I mean, I would have knew who it was for sure.
I'm pretty sure you would. But hey, Bino, why I got you on here, man? Why I'm trying to still figure out. I hope at some point, at least get on SinCity.Spruce.com. Let us see what these jogger pants about, but hey, that's just me.
I've been telling him to, like, get on there. He on bullcrap.
You say what?
He on straight. I've been telling him to get on there. He on bullcrap. It's his first time calling, but I've been telling him about this show, and I had to, like, keep on texting him for him to call in.
Whoa. Who you talking about, Ma?
Huh?
Who you talking about?
Yeah, who you talking about, Ma?
Shut up, you know. Don't even play with me.
See, look, you thought that was me and it was a nigga trying to sound like me, man. Come on now.
Here we go.
There we go. Right. Well, check it out, y'all. Like I said, we gonna wait on Lisa to get on CNCity.spruce.com. Let us see what these jogger pants like.
Yeah, I want to see these jogger pants.
Right. Hey, you know
I
got some for you, Lisa. I see you on the poster site a lot, Lisa. You know, on Facebook and all that good stuff, right? You ever been caught up?
Huh?
You ever been caught up on them social sites?
On what?
On the social sites, you know, the Facebooks, the MySpaces.
No, caught up like what,
sweetie? Caught up. Well, you caught you doing something you ain't supposed to be doing.
Oh, no, baby, I can't get you.
Well, check this out, Lisa. If you ever did get caught up, this is what's gonna happen. Okay, are you listening?
I'm listening.
This is just for you.
Wake your ass up. Wake your motherfucking ass up now.
What? Huh? What?
No. Don't pretend like.
Hi, baby. Why don't you come in the computer room with me right quick? Let me show you something.
Okay, what's up?
Hey, this your Facebook page, right?
Yeah, what's going on my Facebook page?
Don't ask me what the fuck I'm doing on your Facebook page. Who the fuck is Jeff?
What?
Who the fuck is Jeff? Who the fuck is this motherfucker sending you pictures and all these messages on your Facebook page? See, bitch, this is why I don't fuck with you no more. Because your dumb ass, your ass on here Facebook.
Has this ever happened to you? Have you ever got caught up while having a conversation with somebody on MySpace, Facebook, or Twitter? Then come on over to SinCity.com, where you can talk to whoever you want, or you can say whatever you want, without having to deal with the bullshit from MySpace.
That's SinCity.spruce.com. I knew it. That's why I'm on Facebook, motherfucker. Oh, wait a minute.
I'm hell no. I'm about to whoop this bitch ass. Oh, motherfucker.
See, that, you don't get none of that on KansasCity.Spruce.com. Ain't nobody checking your page. Ain't nobody checking your page.
Not
hit us up, dog. Lino, hit us up, dog.
Hey, for sure, man.
Not at all. That's not going to happen to Miss Lisa. Matter of fact,
not going
to
happen on KansasCity.Spruce.com.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Lino. Same thing go for you, bro. When you get on KansasCity.Spruce.com, you ain't got to worry about hearing stuff like this, man. Listen to this one, man.
He still going to hear it.
Wake your mouth.
Don't pretend like you sleeping, because I knew you wasn't sleeping. I know you know. I'm sick of this shit on Facebook. You just told me this shit wasn't going to happen no more when it was on MySpace and then that fucking Twitter. Here we go again. My mama told me.
What the fuck you talking about?
My mama told me your ass
has
was
this ever happened to you? Have you ever been called up by Facebook, Twitter, or even MySpace? Come to SinCity.Spruce.com, where you can get away with hollering at as many bitches as you want. Please.
I don't even know that.
Bitches you was talking to, you finished talking to them, and we done. They gonna take care of your motherfucking ass now.
Talking to them, what? God damn, that's my motherfucking laptop open. Fuck, shit. Fucking Facebook. Damn.
There you go. I'm telling you. Bino, how many times that happened to you?
Man, dog, that ain't never happened to me, man.
You ain't never got caught up like that, dog.
Nah, man, I mean, that don't happen to niggas like that, man. Shit.
I mean, I feel y'all feet, but now, come on, now. Now, all bullshit aside, come on. I know I ain't got number players on the phone, but come on, players fuck up too. I mean, everybody.
I mean, players do fuck up, dog. But I mean, to get clown like that, dog, to actually be putting your shit out there on Facebook and shit like that, man, that's some lame shit, dog. I mean, I ain't never put my motherfucking shit on Facebook, MySpace, or none of that. No personal shit.
Even though. Oh, hold on, Bino, I think you misunderstood it, dog. She checked his laptop. He left his laptop on, and she found all his messages.
Oh, she checked his laptop. I mean, yeah, everybody got caught off that, though.
Right. Oh, I'll say.
Yeah.
SinCity.Spruce.com. You ain't even got to worry about it.
There you go.
Not to mention, man. Not to mention, we got some of the sexiest motherfuckers on there, too, man. For real.
I mean, I'm just interested in Miss Fonda. That's all I'm interested in.
Oh,
and where Miss Fonda?
All of a sudden, you interested in me, but when I call you, most of the time you don't answer the phone.
What you talking to? I mean, I be in the studio though. I post a mixtape to your page,
like
man.
You know,
that's a very fly mixtape that you listen to, man. You know, so I'm in there working. I mean, I'm in the studio with Gutter Boy, Ben One. So I'm in the studio with niggas that's known throughout the shop, baby.
Too.
You know what I'm saying?
I can see you
in
the background, man.
I'm just saying. I mean, you know, I try to call you when I can.
You say you interested in, but you don't take the time to send. You don't take the time out to send with me either.
How many times I've slid over your crib, man?
Okay, and.
You know, look, hey, Fonda, look, though. We've had quite a few events, man. I mean, kicking with me, you got a chance to meet Avant. You know what I'm saying? I mean, man, you know?
I'm just saying, though.
I mean, it could have been another nigga that, you know, took you somewhere. You know, took you on some bogus shit, man. But I mean, you kicking it with me. I mean, you mean motherfuckers. I mean, we having fly time. You know, you getting good conversation.
You going places, baby.
You can't wait.
Hey, Bino.
Yeah.
Let me stop you right there, dog. Before you dig yourself into these people, man. Let's do this, man.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
Yeah. We ain't getting done tonight, dog.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Good night. Okay, good night. All right.
What, girl?
I don't even know who that was. Who was that?
I have no idea.
I think that was Lisa.
Let me get back to my man. So what happened, dog?
What happened?
Why she tripping on you, man?
I'm not tripping off of him. I just feel like as much time as he said, as he said he's interested in me, he should spend some time with me too.
I'm just sad. Hey, LaFonda.
What?
LaFonda, don't take no offense to this, okay? But I'm pretty sure my man probably a little upset you putting his business all out here on the radio. So this is what he's gonna tell you when he gets you alone.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
Oh, man. I mean, you know, it is what it is, though, man. She know what it is, man.
Hold on. Now, Bino, for all men, man.
Bino. Yeah, I'm here, dog.
Bino, for all the men, man, I need you to stand up. When you see her, I need you to stand up, look her dead in the eyes, and tell her.
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
And tell her to the ass down.
Hey, on right, I don't even need to tell her that. She already know, man.
But he know, like, I'm a strong woman, too. So, like, he know he ain't getting no time with me. He know he getting a strong woman.
You got no money?
You said what?
Lil Wayne or something.
So in other words, LaFonda.
What?
Now, when he check you, putting his business out there on the street, you know what your response is gonna be, right?
No.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, you
hey,
did
like,
put
I'm
the
not
man,
saying I really don't like him. Like I really like him because we got like history from like 2008 and 2009.
Yeah.
So
I understand that, but I mean you on the live radio show. You telling you putting the man he didn't do nothing but give a shout out to you, and you start talking shit to him. That's fucked up.
I didn't start talking shit to him. I just want him to understand. You can't say you interested in me, but you don't spend the time with me. Don't say you interested in me because, like I told him, I'm putting off to the side a lot of stuff. I really like him. I can see if I didn't
whoa,
hey, look though.
Hold on.
Look though.
Wait a minute. Wait, no. Come on, dog. I mean, come on, man. Vino.
Don't worry about it, dog. I got your back. Hey, LaFonda.
What?
I got your back, Vino.
Know your role and shut your mouth!
Hey. I mean, you hey. Wrong, man. You wrong. Fonda, you wrong for what you're doing. You wrong for put. And,
okay.
and Bino, I gotta commend you for being a man about it and not even snapping off. But Fonda, you dead ass wrong for putting that man business out there like that when he
I'm
didn't
not
do nothing but just say he
got
you did. We are well. Hold on. Before, let's just take a poll. Let's take a poll. Janae, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Now, it do it sound like she put the man business out there? What?
Yeah, I say the relationship over. Y'all arguing like that already?
All right. Now, is my girl Lisa still on the phone with me?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, Lisa, did it sound like she put my man business out there?
Yes, she did. Once between them, should have been kept between them.
Right.
Well, look at here, man. I'm speaking for everybody, man. LaFonda, you did wrong.
Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn our whole place. Amen. Amen. Yeah.
Yeah.
to the crib. Vino going to come over to the spot. You know what's going to happen, right?
Y'all off the stage. I understand where you're coming from. Maybe I shouldn't have took that direct route. I should have just been like, okay, I should have took another route.
Yeah. Oh. All right, Vino. Vino, when you go to court, I'm gonna tell you what you gotta do. When you go to court, just tell the judge this, man.
Yes, they deserve to die. I hope they burn in hell.
Man, dog. Hopefully everyone don't come to that point, you know.
No, it shouldn't come to that point at all, because all she got to do is when you get over there, she do one thing and everything be
all
right. We all right, Bino?
Yeah, for sure, man.
There you go. So you already know you owe that man some pussy tonight. Bottom line.
Yeah, I got to go to work tonight.
You better be calling off.
If you don't, me and Bino gonna be asking the same question.
Hey, where are the white women at?
That's wrong, man. Hey, you're a good dude though, dog. Cause I probably would have snapped the fuck off, radio or not.
But he know
wow,
I like him. Like, you ain't never heard me say
man.
That about any dude. Like, he know
that's
I like
the
him.
The point, though, LaFonda, you just did it in the wrong way.
Okay.
Okay,
he
I like
said, though.
He
know I like but him. But I said that.
You say you like him, right?
Yeah, I really like him. Like, it's a difference between me. Because usually I don't like a dude. Like, it is what it is. If it's dick, it's dick. If it's not, it is what it is.
But damn, I hate if you really like him, I hate you to do to somebody you dislike.
Damn, why y'all had to say it like that? It's not like
because
that.
Because that was fucked up what you did. And that, you know what, man?
I need him to understand. Like,
no.
You can't clean this one up.
Yes, I can. I will try to clean it up.
When you go over there, she gonna do whatever you ask her to do, dog. So go for it. Whatever freaky shit you want to try, nice and night, bro.
He don't want none of that stuff in on Thanksgiving. Gobble gobble.
There you go.
What?
That's what she better be doing. You gotta make that up to him, man. You got to.
No, I know that.
You should be trying to suck the can off his dick tonight. I'm sorry. Bottom line.
That was the whole plan. I figured out women.
Yeah, I figured out women. Hold on, man. I want to hear this one.
Who is that?
They do things to make sure you're going to be there or do what you want, what they want you to do. One way or another, you're going to do what they want. I'm going to do an example. Say you didn't want to go out to dinner. She's going to find a way to make you go out to dinner. She's going to piss you out. She's going to make you feel guilty. But eventually, your black ass is going to go to dinner. You might not like it, but you're going to go.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
That's why you still the same one going to dinner. Oh, that was a good one. All right, but check this out, y'all.
We got this show. I don't know if anybody was on here last week. We had the show that we aired last week called Clubbing. All right? Now, for y'all that missed it, we're going to air it again, and tomorrow we're going to play the new episode. So, I mean, if y'all want
to
just sit.
Hold on a second, man. Hold on a second, man. We got a new call to the show before we go to the clip. Carla, what's happening? Carla, what's happening? Who this?
Hi, you talking to me?
What's your name, me?
Toya. Hi.
What's up, Toya? How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
All right.
All right.
Y'all don't know, Toya used to host the show with us. For everybody that don't know.
Good dog, don't say it like that. Man,
yeah,
I'm telling you, I just got in from work, and y'all see the first thing I did was call in.
All right, that's what's
up.
That's what's
up. I miss y'all. What I miss, what's going on?
Oh, man, check this out. Matter of fact, you called right on time. You called right on time, little sis. Check it out. Like I said, we aired this new show called Clubbing. Like I say, for everybody who didn't check it out last week, we're going to air right now. And tomorrow we're going to play the new episode. So y'all want to sit back, get your laugh on, check out this, check out our new skit we aired called Clubbing, man. I guarantee y'all gonna get your laugh on about it, man. It's funny as hell. Hey, I like it, so fuck it. We gonna air it.
All right.
All right, y'all. Check this out, y'all. Clubbing.
Yeah, that's right. We be clubbing. Everybody like when the girl shakes something. Nigga, don't pull nothing. We just bumping and banging like it ain't nothing wrong. Get your club on. What's up, motherfuckers? It's your boy Ace. I got a fucked up story for you bitches and motherfuckers. So sit back, bust your sack, and crack your yak. Cause these motherfuckers going clubbing. It's my boy Kaz's birthday. Shit, every day a nigga birthday like me. But let's get this motherfucker started. Cause they trying to get in the club. And I'ma tell y'all now, it's a big black motherfucker that's really gonna give them a hard motherfucker time. And it's gonna be like fighting a polar bear in the phone booth. But if they game tighter than mosquito pussy, they might just pull this off. Club.
Oh shit, it's my motherfucking nigga birthday. Damn. I hope this nigga just go to the fucking club tonight. Last shit, this nigga had that motherfucker at his grandma's house, his drunk ass uncle getting all fucked up, eating the chicken, then throwing the fucking chicken bones back in the fresh ass chicken. Fuck. Hello? What up, fuck boy?
Nigga, why the fuck you keep calling in private? Ain't no secret you live with your mama.
I know, nigga. These party line hoes keep calling and it's fucking with mom.
I thought you learned your lesson after that one old bitch. Wasn't she clocking like 70?
Myrtle was cool. What was wrong with her, fam?
Nothing besides that great rap she had.
Man, nigga, some men think that great shit sexy.
Who, Judas and Jesus? What about that ensemble she had on?
Come on, now. You got to admit, she was dressed up jiggy, though, from head to toe, nigga. I'm talking about those bonnet niggas, shades, baby black jeans, apple bottom coat, nigga, motherfucking stilettos.
Man, bitch looks like old-ass teenager.
Old-ass teenager, man. Man, whatever, nigga. So, you going to swoop a nigga here?
Man, first I got to grab my cousin, dog. All
right, nigga. But you know what happened last time when them niggas jumped us with them damn dogs in that cold-ass rainy alley?
Mister, was it bad? Did they?
What do you think, chump?
Damn, what's eating you?
A goddamn German Shepherd. That's what's eating you. Where was you?
I had to go back to the apartment because I forgot my raincoat.
You went to... You... This nigga went to get a motherfucking raincoat.
Son of a bitch!
Remember with that bitch?
Yeah, true, true. Goddamn it, this motherfucker calling now. I'm gonna hit you right back, dog. What up, dude?
What up, cuzzo? Well, since it's your birthday, I guess a nigga can go and have a drink with you.
Oh, shit, you gonna go and buy a nigga a drink?
Hell no, nigga. I said I'm gonna have a drink with you. I done sold all my stamps for the month.
Like, nigga, how you act like you doing me a favor and coming to drink with me? That a bitch?
Wait. Real talk, you got a toothbrush and some shoes I can borrow tonight? No, that bouncer dude be tripping.
Nigga, did you just ask me for a toothbrush?
Yeah, what?
Man, I gotta jump in the shower, man.
Yeah,
you gonna kill him, I'm gonna kill him, but the club finna juke about 45 minutes, man. I ain't even got dressed yet.
Cuz.
What?
Let me hold down some of them little silk boxes.
Man, get your ass off the motherfucking phone, nigga. Bye. I'm in some fire-ass cush here. Oh, shit, I'm on. All right, y'all, check this out. These motherfuckers headed to the club in a big, sexy motherfucking Navigator sitting on the 28th with speakers kicking like Jim Kelly and Enter the motherfucking Dragon. Whew, shit, let's see how this shit pans out.
God damn, nigga, this line going fast as fuck. I ain't never seen no shit like this at a club.
Damn, what's wrong with that nigga?
I don't know, nigga. He looked like he got to the pearly gates and Jesus showed his ass his track record.
Oh, shit. Wait a minute. Baby, does that you smell like an old walk-in closet at a thrift store?
Probably. When I put on this shirt, something crawled in and bit me, man. Can I use some of your Gucci cologne in your truck, too?
For real. Gucci spray gonna kill the spider in your shirt. Go ahead, nigga. Here, bring my keys back.
I'm drunk right now, baby. But Raymond about to go to the truck, and he see these two punks who think they done struck they luck. Man, that's all fucked up.
Hey, nigga. Hey, look at that nigga right there sitting up with that motherfucking mayor.
Yeah, nigga, we need him tonight. We need to get that nigga right motherfucking now. You feel me?
Man, give me my damn keys.
There you go, man. Shit, my fault, man. Hey, I gotta take a piss, man.
Man, why the fuck you just can't wait till we go inside the club? Damn.
Man, I don't know, man. I can't hold this, man. Shit. I got weak blood, I think.
All right, nigga, you carry your ass in that alley if you want to. You better hurry your ass up, man, because this black-ass bouncer, he tripping.
Man, I'll be back, man. I'm just going to piss in this alley, man. I'm going to go piss by the truck. You don't mind about the
legend. Nah, nigga, don't piss on my wheel.
Hey, nigga, give me everything, nigga. Give me the keys to that motherfucking Navigator and all the money in your motherfucking pocket. And you better not say you ain't got shit.
Well, you know what Raymond was thinking right about now.
Next. Say dress shoes. Them flip flops with a fly on them. Next.
What's yours?
Sign say dress shoes.
You want dress shoes?
You got a better chance of throwing them back on the power line you got them from. Next.
Meanwhile, back in the alley.
Look here, nigga. I want them motherfucking keys.
Hey, check.
Yo.
We ain't getting nowhere with this motherfucker, man. You know what? He look like a street nigga. Hey, check this out, nigga. You know we be on the block and them people come.
Right.
Shit, nigga. Whenever I got some shit to hide, I tuck that shit in my cheek.
Mm-hmm. Strip, nigga.
Nick.
Yeah, what's up with you, pimpin', man? What's the cover charge for this here thing, baby?
Can't get into them dress shoes.
Yeah,
matter of fact, you should have brought me back to Newport. I might would let you in.
What you talking about, Pimp Jill?
Ain't that where you got them forces from, the gas station? Next! Denzel. What's up, Denzel?
What's going on, baby? You know, man, I appreciate the compliment, baby. You know what I'm saying? How much this cost, man?
Oh, you can't get in, though.
What? You just called me Denzel.
Well, you looking like Denzel from Glory. You should be looking like Denzel from Training Day. Next!
Hey, man, that's fucked up. These niggas still left this nigga in this damn alley.
Man, we done checked everywhere. And I mean everywhere.
Nigga, you feel like giving these keys up yet, nigga?
You know, I could say this is pretty much what Raymond's feeling like right about now.
I feel like going home.
Next.
I'm all the way from California, man. How you gonna tell me next? Look here, man, I don't say next twice.
What the fuck you think your ass talking about you don't say next twice? Nigga, who got the authority to say that?
Read sign.
What sign?
Right there, 27.
I don't care where and when you from. Next is next. Man, fuck you.
Next.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to get in here so bad, baby. I'd pay anything.
Oh, man, you can't get in here with them shoes on. Them shoes are fat, dog.
You know what, man? Everybody keeps saying you a motherfucking dickhead, but you alright with me, man.
Yeah, like I said, man, them shoes is fat, P-H-A-T. Probably hurting all your toes.
Next!
Oh, now that's real fucked up. They done left my boy down there for about 15 minutes, curled up like a baby with a big dick. Oh, shit, shit finna get a little bit worse than Raymond. Here come a motherfucking punk walking down the motherfucking alley. Let's see what happens.
Oh, my understandable Jesus. I am fucked to the up. Ooh, what did I have? A coconut ammonia? Oh, my God. Call me escape, because I must be dreaming. Look what I done found here. Huh? Looks like the damage is done. You can't get hit by a freight train twice. S.O.S.
You get hit by a freight train twice.
Who you be with? Who you be with? S.O.S. Beach. Beach. Stop yelling in my motherfucking ear. Beach, call for help. Go get my coon, Cass. Beach, help. Help. Quit calling out that distress signal. Beach. Say help, Beach. Don't nobody understand. Beach. Help. Beach, please help. Call out. Stop calling SOS. Don't nobody know what SOS means. Bitch, help. That's what it's called. Go to the line up there and get my cousin Cass. Okay? Cass.
That's a goddamn shame. Look how fast that boy running with them goddamn heels on.
Hello? Hello? I'm looking for Cass. Cass! Cass, come here. Give me a hand.
Hey, bitch, I don't know you. I ain't finna be running amongst the fog with your motherfucking faggot ass. Bitch, you better tell me what the fuck you want now.
It's your cousin.
Who?
Raymond.
Oh, fuck. Shit, man. Let's go. Oh, come on. Let's go.
Now they wanna go check on the nigga. Shit, ain't that a bitch? Motherfucking police done showed up. No damn well Cass ain't about to go in that alley with them damn police.
All right, everybody stay calm, everybody stay calm. Did anyone see what happened?
Yes, yes, I did, officer.
And what is your name?
My name is Twyman.
Okay, Twyman, did you see anything that happened?
Yes, I did, sir.
Hey, motherfucking bitch! Keep going, sir, please, keep going.
And they was just beating him and...
Oh, cocksucking ass snitch!
And...
Don't suck my dick, bitch.
I can't work under this kind of pressure. I want to file sexual harassment.
I'm sorry. You can't file sexual harassment charges.
Then what the fuck am I doing here talking to you here?
Man, it's a damn shame. They're going to get in fags and rights one day. All right, y'all. Y'all tune in next week so we can see what the fuck happened. See if Twyman gave up the info, amongst other things. See what happened with Raymond. Check it out, y'all. Y'all know how we do it. We be clubbing.
All right, y'all. All right. What you think, Tori? What you think?
That's life.
That's what's up, y'all. We trying to do our thing. We try to get Cavs and rest of them in the club. That's how we do it. Bonda, what you think?
It was nice. It was funny as hell.
That's what's up. Okay. Yeah, I'm feeling it. Wick, you like that, man?
Most deaf. That shit was tight as hell, man.
Okay. Janine, well, I know you was on here last week. Did you still like it, baby?
Yeah, it was funny.
Well, we got the new one next week.
Alright, so what's been going on with you, baby?
Man, nothing, just working. I got to win the next part of the club coming out.
You say what now?
Win the next part of the club coming out. I want to know what happened.
Oh, man, we in the works now. We in the works now, baby. It's going to be there.
Oh, man, that shit is hilarious. That made it worth my day, yeah.
When y'all hear, y'all gonna love it, because, hey, Thriving ain't through yet. Thriving a motherfucking beast, y'all. Thriving is a beast.
That was all right. That really was. That was nice.
We'll have it up next week.
Let me ask y'all. With that being said, I pretty much got an idea how the fellas would react. But ladies, a woman do hit on y'all in the club. I mean, how would you react? Would you take offense to it, or would you feel flattered? You
say
what?
I say no, thank you. I tell them no, thank you.
I mean, do you feel
it up? No, not really. Women hit on you. It don't really matter. She might hit on you. It just depends.
Right.
You know, when you go to a club, you will get some of everything. So it's going to be some women that's going to find you attractive. It's going to be some men that's going to find you attractive. If you're not interested, just say no, thank you. The same thing you would say to a man.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm about to dance with the devil in the pale moonlight, y'all. Janine.
Yes.
Do you feel flattered, are you upset if they approach you? What is it?
Why would I be upset? You already know. Of course I'm going to be flattered. It depends on how they look.
Janine, if those that motherfucker got good dick, she don't give a rat's ass. He can come
talking about male or female. We talking about female, like if a female approached them.
Well, okay, let me ask you a question. You say it depends on how they look.
Yes.
Okay,
they still got to be my type. I'm not going to be rude to them, but they still got to be my type.
But let me ask you, though. Okay, if a woman approached you, I mean, when you say looks, are you talking like the butch look or the feminine look?
No, I only deal with the feminine.
Okay.
Now, Tori, let me ask you, do you get offended?
No, I don't. I take it as a compliment. It would depend. No, I ain't going to even lie. I take it as a compliment. It don't even matter, yeah. It is what it is, whatever.
Okay, all right. Well, now, let me switch hands. Let me hit my fellas off. Let me ask my fellas. Wait. Do you take it as a compliment?
I take it as what it is.
What?
So, I mean, I'm saying
if a man hit on you, you would take it for what it is. If a man hit on you.
Oh, no. Whoa. I thought he was talking about a goddamn woman. He said switch it. Whoa. Hell no. Nah, I punched that motherfucker in his mouth and we touched his ass. You know, hold on.
Nah,
whoa.
That ain't what you said it first, though, homeboy. That ain't what you said
it
first, though.
No. You said you switched it. You said let's switch it. I didn't say that. I thought you were talking about the woman saying that. Not a man. You know, you need to clear
this
shit.
Think switch means, man?
Oh! Have you been smoking today? Like, did you pop a pill?
Yes, I have. Some good shit, too.
I mean, well, shit, you better not take them no more, because you fuck around, wake up the next morning, like, oh, I thought you...
No. I clean it up. I grab it, pull it every time. Make sure. They fool your ass.
You gonna be like
right,
the hangover, too.
No.
Be like that old world hangover. Be like old world hangover too. Hey, we did what? Man, don't take that shit no more. Do not take that shit no more.
Yeah, you didn't do that shit alone, man. That shit ain't good for you.
Gotcha.
That motherfucker said he'd take it as a cum.
Is gonna come in a form of a 12-inch dick. You know, hands really gonna be fucking around then.
Yeah, I'm terrible.
I mean, shit, you said it, we didn't.
No. You like a rubber?
Hey,
we
can
take
a poll if you want. We can take a poll.
Like
I'm sure
rubber,
heard what
dude,
you said.
I
I said,
evidently he cool with taking poles. I'm joking, Wick. Come on. That's not everybody get all emotional.
Don't everybody get all tested.
All right, dog, what about you? What about you, man?
I don't roll like that, dog. Hell yeah, I would be terribly offended, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I wouldn't try to fight the motherfucker or no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Personally, I would ask the motherfucker, well, why did you even approach me, bro? I mean, you know, what kind of vibe am I giving off to you? You know what I'm saying? So I can change that shit up. Because I heard, this is just what I heard, that gay guys, they only approach guys that give off like a certain vibe, like another gay vibe. I don't know what you call it. But they only approach other gay guys. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, well, how do you know I'm gay? It's like they give off a vibe or some type shit.
No.
You know what I mean, I don't know how true it is, but that's what I heard.
That's not true because I know a whole bunch of gay men that you would never, ever be able to tell they're gay unless they tell you.
No, I'm saying one gay guy approaches another gay guy because the other gay guy gives off some kind of vibe to him. You know what I'm saying?
Like, they
don't
really
approach straight guys. Gay men don't approach straight guys.
Gay men that are big as hell, like got muscles everywhere, and I see as hell, and you wouldn't know it. I mean, I don't know. You wouldn't know it unless you, like, he told you. You keep looking at him like, oh.
If that was the case, how would they know who to approach?
Some men just walk up to a man, they automatically think, because you got dudes with ass jeans, you got dudes with ass jeans.
You got to realize that's an ass whooping comment.
I mean, you got to give off some kind of vibe
again,
or something.
Hold on, you got some bold motherfuckers out there. You got some bold motherfuckers out there.
I mean, look at him, man. If your last name ain't Tyson, you get knocked the fuck out. Now, if Tyson approached me, I will politely say, no, thank you, sir. You know what I'm saying? But if it ain't Tyson, shit, we scrapping. You know what I'm saying?
I agree
with fight Tyson. But I'm saying, though, you got to give out some kind of vibe in order for a game, because them motherfuckers, they don't approach just anybody.
You ain't got to give off no vibe. They looking at the way your ass dressed. I feel like I'm still attracted to dudes who wear baggy jeans. They ain't got to hang off your ass, but baggy jeans. And I don't
baby,
like,
you
like,
comparing
why,
apples and oranges.
Like, why, but still, like, when you think, oh, he is a damn boy, if he gay or not, look at them damn
tight
ass jeans.
Okay, I tell you what, we'll answer this question. We'll ask the residential sex expert. Janine?
She's
a Sin City residential sex expert. Janine.
Yeah.
You know gay guys, right?
Do I know some gay guys?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how do they know how to approach someone? I mean, is there something you ever talk to them about?
They usually know who gay and who not gay. They have their little signs that they, you know, deal with when they see one another.
So it's some kind of vibe, right? They give off like a vibe to each other.
It's a signal. They give each other a signal. We may not know what it is. I don't know if it's a certain wink of the eye or something. They it's something that they deal, you know, do to one another when they see one another.
Now, what I've heard that, like, they'll try to blow in your eye. Or if they, y'all in the bathroom stall, they'll put their foot, like, up under the bathroom stall.
I heard that, too.
God, if a motherfucker stick their foot up under there, I'm telling you, I'm going to jump up with both feet. I'm going to try to step. Now, that sub bitch going to have a permanent motherfucking limp. I'm not bullshit.
They don't try to blow in their eye. They say something like, you got something in your eye. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, you got
something
in your eye. Yep. Motherfucker, you do too. My fish.
something in your eye too, bitch.
I don't know, man. I mean, I only know one gay person. You know.
Well, I ain't gonna take it as it comes. I'm sorry.
I'm not neither. No, I mean, you know, I mean, to each his own, but.
Right.
Okay.
His own, but I'm not taking it as it comes.
Or another example, a guy you know that's gay, you see him go in the bathroom. Would you go in the bathroom right after him?
I got a question for you, man. Is it my boy? Is it like a friend?
No, there's not something, nobody you with. You're not with him or nothing, but he's prancing his little self past your table. And you know he gay. You see what I'm saying? He got
no, all the time,
everything, and you see him going to the bathroom. Would you go in the bathroom right after him?
Yeah, I'm going to hold it. I'm going to have to hold it.
I'm not going. I don't want to send out no kind of signals.
I don't want to let out the wrong type of sign.
Exactly. Because one of us going to get fucked up in there.
Somebody ain't coming out of that motherfucker.
One of us ain't going to make it out, dog. I mean, could you imagine taking a piss and the motherfucker stick his foot on your thumb?
I'm going to piss on his head, then I'm going to stuff the shit out of him.
Man, I'm
going to try to break his fucking ankle. I'm going to try to break his fucking ankle.
Some of them motherfuckers strong as hell, dog.
Dude, you going to have to
prove that strong. Used to be a motherfucking horse man that was gay. That motherfucker used to fight his ass off.
We had one out in Navajo. Fight his ass off. Come on, that some bitch tried to hug me at the motherfucking Crystal Palace, too. I drew, boy. Oh, hey, motherfucker, you know we ain't like that. Get your motherfucking ass on back.
Well, I don't know, man. I don't know. I guess this is just society, you know what I mean? It's okay for another woman to approach a woman. But for you, it's wrong.
Oh, you can't say that for every woman because it's not okay for some women don't play that. They be ready to fight if another woman approaches them. So don't say it's okay for every woman to approach another woman.
But they ain't quit to fight than dudes are. You know what I'm saying? If a gay woman approaches another gay, a straight woman, you know what I'm saying? She'd be like, nah, no, bitch, I don't get down like that or whatever. But if a gay dude approaches a straight dude, it's instant fight. Instantly.
But see, now here's the thing about that, dog. I mean, if they get to fighting, it's an instant turn on for us. You know, we in the back hollering titties. We want to see that cat fight.
It's always a girl fight, like a gay. The gay girls get it. I want to fight. You be like, what the fuck? Like, y'all just came in here pulling your ass. Y'all fighting, really?
Let me ask the ladies a question.
All right, ladies, you out with your man. Y'all at the restaurant. Getting your dinner on, right? A gay dude approaches your man while you sitting at the table. Do you bang his ass or you let it ride? You're not ready to tell him to step off. He like, whatever, bitch. And like, hollering at your, straight trying to holler at your dude right in front of you.
Before y'all even answer that, what the fuck is the dude doing? He should be fighting anyway.
He probably, okay, let's say he one of those dudes that, you know what I'm saying, he ain't looking for no trouble, no bullshit. Like, God damn, man. It's hypothetical, dude.
Okay.
I just want to get the woman's reaction. What did you tell this dude?
You try to be respectful first, and if it don't work like that, then you got to check his ass. And if that don't work, that's when you whoop his ass. All
right. What about you, Janine?
Wait, you had to tell me this scenario again, because you say, me and my dude sitting at the table.
Right.
And some girl.
No, another dude. Uh-huh. Another dude.
Oh, another
a gay guy.
Dude.
Approaches your man. Why you sitting there?
Well, he needs to handle himself, because if he don't, then I don't need to be talking to you.
Thank you.
If I'm in a real nigga. You shouldn't be sitting there letting no gay motherfucker talk to you anyway. I'm be sitting there, he is sitting here letting this motherfucker talk to him. I'm about to get up from this table.
Because we have not
figured out. I hope this ain't nobody I know.
You wouldn't say
nothing
to me.
I'm going to talk about this motherfucker all day, every day. I'm high, too. Like, this punk-ass nigga just sat there while this pussy-ass nigga came up and got there and tried to holler at him. You faggot. That's some gay shit, man.
I mean, what I'm gonna get mad for? Maybe my dude just handsome and he thought he was cute, but I expect my dude, because I know my dude not gay, to say something to this dude.
What?
I don't expect him to just sit there.
He gonna tell you, sit down, sit down, baby, just sit down. I just want to hear what he gotta say.
What? All right, let me flip it. You want to approach your girl while you sit now? Another female, you don't say that?
That's different.
Hold on, listen, can I answer that? Can I answer that?
To the fellas now. I'm talking to the fellas.
Yeah, okay, let me answer that. Now, I'm going to be the first one. I'm going to jump up first, and I'm going to ask her. Is this a group thing? Now, she say, no, I just want her. Bitch, if you don't get your ass on out of here, I kick your ass.
Oh, but
that
you don't let your girl
thing?
Handle it?
You don't let your girl handle it? No, I'm going to get it established first, because if she say, well, it can be, I'm going to go grab another chair.
I'm
that. Huh? Yeah. She, you know what I'm saying? She cool, you know? Hey, baby. Hey, pick the one in the red. Shit.
All right, look, man, before we go out the air, well, I'm gonna change it up, man, and go on something else right quick, man. Bear with me. I read an article today. Said that this 14-year-old kid shot and killed this other 14-year-old kid, right? That the kid that got killed was gay, right? I guess the other kid was like, well, you know, I don't like the motherfucker. So they charged him with the, what the fuck they call that crime? Anyway, he killed a gay guy anyway, you know what I'm saying? And the gay guy's mother, the kid that got killed, his mother did an interview and said she called the school. And she asked the school to, you know, get on his case about, you know, how he acts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So now she's turning to the school. But I'm thinking to myself, okay, why do you want the school to do your job? Shouldn't you get on your kid's trail at home? How can she sue the school?
She said she won't be doing her interviews until Monday anyway.
Right. That's exactly what she said. Whatever you just said. Now, does anybody understand what I'm saying? How can a parent sue the school for not doing what she's supposed to do at home? She's blaming the school. She's saying that kid got killed at school because the school didn't get on him for the way he was acting. I mean, the kid, he's a boy, but he was wearing a dress. You know, he's wearing a dress to school and shit, dressed up like a girl. And
well,
so
shit, he had to leave home with that shit on.
Exactly. That's my whole point. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm arguing in these motherfucking blog posts with these motherfuckers who saying it's the school's fault. I'm like, how the fuck is it the school's fault? You know, the school said the kid has a right to dress the way he want to dress, some kind of amendment or some shit. He can dress when he want to dress. If he want to wear a dress to school, that's cool. I actually wasn't cool when I was in school, but, I mean, it's a new time, a new day. But does anyone think she have a case?
She calls the house school on your house phone.
Hell no, nah, she ain't got no fucking case.
She shouldn't have a motherfucking case, man. I'm actually arguing with these motherfuckers in the blog, dude. How the fuck she gonna sue the school when she knew the little motherfucker was walking out with a goddamn dress on?
Yeah.
Why you didn't stop his ass? How you gonna expect the school to do your job? That shit didn't make no sense to me, man. But he was white, and the kid that killed him was black. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit. He's going to get the death penalty.
Why did the kid kill him?
Oh, he got 21 years. The kid that did it, he got a plea bargain for 21 years. He'll be 39 when he get out.
Why did he kill him?
Because
he was gay?
Because he was gay, right.
He never tried to hit on the boy or nothing. He just came to school one day and said, I'm going to kill this gay boy.
apparently they had words before. They had words four days before the killing. They had words for the last 4 days before he actually killed him.
Nine times out of ten, the gay boy probably whooped his ass.
Right, probably. He got embarrassed. He got it because they can fight. He got embarrassed.
Yeah, but can't sue the school for not doing his job
at all.
That's the mama's fault, right? On the blog, I'm saying, well, no, that's the mother's fault for letting him go outside with a goddamn dress on in the first place. But, you know, I'm wrong. I'm insensitive. I'm, what the fuck they call that? The people that have a problem with gay people? I'm mad.
Homophobic.
Homophobic, yeah, I'm homophobic. I'm like, that's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? If you let your kid walk out the house with a dress on and he's a boy, he's going to get hassled.
Now, y'all don't know if he was walking out the house with the dresses on, because they probably did the same thing girls do. You can go anywhere between home and school and change your clothes. Teenage girls all the time.
True.
So who to say a boy couldn't leave out the house for one thing? Yeah, his mother might know he gay, but she probably don't even go all the way to the extent to actually see.
No, the mom knew that her son was dressing up in dresses. She knew this.
Oh.
She admitted in the interview, yes, I know he likes to dress up like a girl. You know what I'm saying? But the school say, you know, he has freedom of speech or whatever it's called, freedom of something. He has a civil rights.
Well,
right
she probably should have put him in the school for the gay kids or whatever that damn place called.
Yeah, but you can't blame the school for not, I mean, you know.
Right.
You know what
the
school going to do, send him home?
It's
I agree
not
with you, dog.
Fault at all.
We don't agree on too many things, but, dog, I agree with you on this. I agree with you 110% on it. It's not the school's fault.
It's not, man. It's not. And then, man, they beat the fuck out of me with that shit, man. I'm like, it's not the school's fault.
The only way the school would be at fault is if they knew that child was bullying the gay kid. Like, if it was written down or they got a paper trail on the boy saying, okay, this boy might have been coming to the office telling somebody he bullying me and he messing with me, and the school didn't do nothing, then the school might be at fault. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay, I understand your point, too.
Well,
but since none of that happened, and the mother is just crazy, and she been in denial about her child's sexuality for a long time.
That's what I think it is. Because as a parent, you know, it's hard for a parent to accept, you know, like, and it's like if I had a son, it would be hard for me to accept that my son was gay.
Why?
It would be
because
very
you love
hard.
Your child. You love your child unconditionally. Even
if
he's gay, he can't fuck you.
I understand
gonna
that.
He's
going to
wind up having some type
son.
Of sexual relationship. And what if it was your daughter? Is that going to be okay?
It would have to be okay. You know what I'm saying?
Why
I would still question myself. I would always come to myself and say, where did I go wrong?
So if your daughter is gay, it's her mother's fault?
I don't know. It's somebody's fault. Because if I'm not gay and your mama's not gay, how the hell did you come out being gay?
Something could happen and now they're gay. Anything can happen to a child and then they just grow up. If a child is raped or something happened and this person only know about having a gay lifestyle and never knew about a straight lifestyle, that child's going to grow up gay.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know about the rest of the fellas, but if my son came in and said, Dad, I like boys, I would probably have a hard time accepting that. I would still love my child. But I would probably have a hard time accepting it.
Why?
Because ain't nobody else. I would like to know, how did you come out like
that?
I mean, what
made
you go that way?
Do your child being gay, if your child being gay, I'm sorry, this is my real life. If your child being gay, that stop you from loving your child, regardless, he ain't finna change. You bust that nut and made that kid, he always going to be yours. So just because he choosing something you might not agree with, you finna cut your love for your kids?
Of course not.
Or
if my daughter came to me right now and say I'm gay, I would have to accept it.
But she,
But I would still want to sit down and get to root to get to the root of it. I want to know, okay, well, why did you decide to go this way?
What's the fuck
going on
here?
What was the decision?
Wait a minute, say that again.
What if it wasn't a decision?
What do you mean? How else could it be?
What if
you decide
what if the child,
that, right?
No, what if the child don't know no better and that was their only option? That's the only thing they knew.
But then I would put that on me and her mother. That means she's learning it from somewhere. She got
what
to be learning it from somewhere.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this. That's not true. My son is gay. My son is gay because something happened to him when he was young, okay? My son is old enough now to know the difference between dick and the difference between pussy. So he chose to keep on getting dick. And that's his choice. And that's still my son, and I'm around.
Did they cut us off?
Hello?
Yeah.
What happened?
We still on?
Yeah, we still on.
I'm still on because I hear you. You still on.
Yeah, we still on.
So you still with us?
No, she dropped.
Y'all lose everybody else?
go to SimCity.com. We got dictionaries on there. If y'all don't understand what he said, we got dictionaries.
Ebonics, man. We got that Ebonics dictionary.
Oh, man. Okay, y'all. Before they drop us, let's go on and end this off, man, because, hey, I don't know. I'm having technical difficulties over here. I'm all fucked up. So, hey, while the time is on you.
All right. Well, hey, damn, man, you done made him hang up, dog.
I done made him hang up.
Your boy. You done pissed him off.
Oh.
I didn't say it.
You said it first.
Wow.
Tell him quit being so sissy to you.
We go messing with him.
Oh, hey, it be like that. Can you get any last words? You know the person left.
Good show. I will be on here tomorrow to talk with you people.
Outstanding. You got anything else, man?
Hell, it's just us. I ain't gotta tell her. She's the only person still go to Sin City. Hell, me, you and her.
Hey. Bees like that, man. Anything jump off in the chat room, man? I can't switch my screens over, man. I'm letting it freeze up.
Nah. Show over. I'll let y'all tomorrow.
If we do it tomorrow.
Peace.